Hello, Liz.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was swimming in the sea recently and noticed that the water had a swirling effect. And right next to where I was standing or any pillars in the water, it was very pronounced. And we were trying to figure out why that was happening.
Dave, this sounds like one for you because I haven't got a clue.
Where were you? Was it a tidal region in the sea? Was there a tide flowing?
We're in a little inlet. It's on the northwest coast. It's called the Puget Sound. It is the Puget Sound-ish area.
I haven't quite read my head exactly what you're saying, but you'll certainly see some swirling effects if you've got the water flowing past a column or something in the water due to a tide. Then you'll see a kind of wake, and sometimes that can be quite swirly. You can also get kind of whirlpools created by sort of tides flowing around corners and things, water dropping, being sucked underneath, which actually form quite, like, used to be called maelstroms and things, and it can actually form kind of whirlpools.
There's one off the coast of Scotland, which is really outstanding. I can't remember this brilliant YouTube footage. If you type into YouTube Maelstrom or Whirlpool Scotland West Coast, you can see it's amazing.
And there's some quite serious ones in the Straits of Messina. I sailed past once, which were quite interesting.
Not into them, hopefully, though.
Which you've got round the side.